Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch Sunday is raising concerns in the United States and with its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raising some questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. Tufts University Korea scholar Sun-Yung Lee tells VOA he is not surprised about the launch.
With their keen sense of timing, it was entirely predictable that they would do it on a Sunday morning when the weather was fine, right at the start of the most important national holiday celebrations in China and in South Korea, the Lunar New Year celebrations.
The UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. Thousands of rescue workers in Tainan, Taiwan, clawed through vast mounds of wreckage again today. Hopes of rescuing the more than 100 people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building that collapsed during a powerful earthquake on Saturday. More than 170 people have been rescued alive. At least 34 people have died when the 66.4 magnitude quake hit. More than 500 others in Tainan, a city of 2 million, were injured. Algeria has adopted a new package of constitutional reforms that include limiting presidents to two terms, recognizing the language used by the Berbers as an official language of the North African country, changes 2008 reforms. This is VOA News. Somali security officials say the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a laptop to the suspected suicide bomber. The plane was en route to Djibouti with 74 people on board. Two other people were injured before the pilot was able to land safely. Several suspects have been arrested, and the militant group Al-Shabaab is believed to have been behind the attack, but there has been no claim of responsibility. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Sunday warned government officials against bailing out or helping release terrorism suspects from government jails. He also defended the security at the airport, although the pilot of the plane is quoted as saying, "Security is zero." An airstrike on Sunday struck the city of Derna, killing at least four, in a medical facility there. No claim of responsibility so far. European Union officials urging Turkey to open its border crossing, where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians have arrived, escaping the government's offensive in Aleppo. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
It is unquestionable the fact that people coming from inside Syria are Syrians in need for international protection.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said late last week that Ankara would allow the refugees into the country. However, so far, the key border crossing has not been opened. A new poll suggesting Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and real estate mogul Donald Trump are maintaining large leads in the state of New Hampshire ahead of Tuesday's primary vote. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is up there. He says Sanders is trying to rebrand his opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as anything other than progressive.
Hillary Clinton is trying to regain some ground here. She trails in New Hampshire by a fair bit. They're hoping they can narrow the gap between now and Tuesday, primary day. But Clinton also has a longer strategy, and even though we expect this debate between the two of them to go on as to who is more progressive, Clinton can look to states like Nevada with its large Hispanic population and South Carolina later in the month with its sizable African-American community. Clinton believes, their campaign believes, they have a firewall with minority voters, and so far, from what we can tell, that's been a challenge for Bernie Sanders to break beyond sort of white progressives and draw in some minority voters.
That is VOA's Jim Malone in Manchester, New Hampshire. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.